Okay.
Recording in progress.
Okay, yesterday we went through the whole Taisvis, and today we have to go bite in the Gemara with the Malcolm that we have to get shot in the Gemara here. And the Gemara we're up to is in the middle of Ham and Aleph. We're up to where it says Tashma. Okay, we're up to where it says Tashma. I want to go through that segment of Gemara with the Taisasim, and we have the different horrors we have to say. Let's see inside the Gemara. Go ahead, Arya. Tashma. The middle of Ham and Aleph. Let's see the Gemara. Tashma. Go ahead.
Tashma.
Middle of Ham and Aleph.
Tashma, the Bobby Vishmun there is good.
Shmuel asked the Shiloh from Avuna, two guys that bring a get from Medina Siam, do they have to say Befanenu Nechtav or not? So, Rav Huna Paskin, you don't need to. Okay? Rav Huna Paskin, you don't need to. Now, Lamaisa, on this Shiloh, I want you to get down, Lamaisa. The Ritva and the Ran in the Chidushim, the Rimaskul E, are Masbir the Sofek as to whether the reason why we say before Nechtav is because of Kiyum, and therefore two guys we know do not have to say before Nechtav because they're already there. Or no, is the reason why you say before Nechtav is because of Lishma. Very, very simple Shiloh. The way the Ritva and the Chidushim Ran learn is that Shmuel asked Rav Huna, he said Rav Huna. You know, they were chaverim, and he said, listen, what is the reason? Is it basically like Rav, or is it like Rava? That was a Shiloh. I want you to get that down. You follow me, Aryeh? The Ritva and the Chidush Yeran must be, say that the Shiloh of this Gemara was, do we hold like Rav, or do we hold like Rava? That's the Shiloh. Halach l'mais. If you hold Kiyum, then you don't need. If you hold Ishma, then you do need. What's the answer? Go ahead. He says you don't need. Okay, so according to their reading of the Gemara, that Pashup Shad is that going like what? It goes like Rava. It's a riot that there's Kiyum. Yes, it's a riot that there's Kiyum. What's the reason why you don't need to say Umayilu? Go ahead. Period. That's the reason why they don't have to. Now there are two approaches to that. I want you to get down in your notes. That phrase is either a migu or it's midin edim.
Which phrase?
The phrase of ma ilu yonu b'fanenu migersha milohem. If they would have said b'fanenu migersha, if they would have said in front of us, isn't she divorced? They would have been believed. Is that a migu? Does that work mitam migu? Migu, we learned that since you have a better possibility, therefore we believe you on what? We believe you on this. That's one possibility to say that. Okay? This is the pshat of what the Machane Ephraim and the Chassam Sofer, okay? And the Beis Shmuel also says that the Kavanas and Gemaras are believed because they have a migu, that they could have said b'fanenu girsha. Okay, so please get that down. Seems like Rashi seems like that as well. Read that Rashi for us, please. Shnayim Sheviu, those Rashis. Go ahead, Aryeh. Shnayim Sheviu, okay? Shnayim Shivu, you get.
Where is it? I need to find it.
It's in the middle on the Gemara.
Shnayim Shivu, you get. Shnayim and Asim Shluchim.
Both of them became Shluchim. Go ahead. What does Rashi, what does Klomar mean? Means to say that if they want to say we testify, if they wanted to say they testified that she was divorced and he gave her a get, or Lishnucho get, they would have been believed. Yes? Yeah? What does that sound like?
Migu.
So let's get that down. We want to be Medayik and Rashi. Rashi seems to be that it's a Migu. That's what the Porat Yosef, the Chassam Sofer, also Medayik from Rashi. That Rashi seems to be saying Midin Migu. Okay? So we have this group of Gedol Achronim, the Machne Ephraim, the Chassam Sofer. They both say, the Beis Shmuel and Shulchan Aruch, they all three of them learned that it's working Midin Migu. And we're medayik in this Rashi. The Rashi seems to say the Porad Yosef and the Chassam Sofer say it's midin migu. Okay. Only thing, the only problem is with this concept of migu is, I want you to get it down, is that there's a Tosis in Maseches Ksubis on Yerchesim Beis and in Kiddushin Mem Gimel and Beis that say we do not say Amigu with two Edim. Why? Why do we not say Amigu with two Edim? Because you never know what the other guy's thinking. That's what Tosis writes. So that's the difficulty with this approach. This approach is to say that Tosis Subis and Yechesim and Beis and in Kiddushin Mem Gimel and Beis say that by Shnei Edim we don't have Amigu. Because you never know what the other guy's in the heart of the other fellow. So they have to be on the same team. They have to be on the same page. So that's why Tosis has such a theory. So if you assume that it's working, Midin Migu, it's difficult here because we're working with two Edim here, and therefore that is the difficulty that is considered Midin Migu. The other approach that I want to mention, we'll get to the questions. The other approach I want to mention of Ma'ilu is that it's working Midin Edis. The Maram Shif writes is working Midin Edis. And when the Gemara says L'maisa Maui Omru, doesn't mean Amigu. Shmuel's question was, are the two people believed that they're saying that they're Shluchim, or are we choshish that the Baal gave them the Get Mezuyif? And that's what we're going to get back to in this Gemara. So what I want to point out to you, L'maisa, is that L'maisa, the other approach is it's working Midin Edis. And if it's working Midin Edis, L'maisa, and that's the way Tosis and Beizim and Beiz, their Maska Suye, seems to say that it's working Midin Edis. Okay? So Tosis seems to say it's working Midin Edis. Maram Shif says it's Midin Edis. And if it's working Midin Edis, I want you to get down that L'chura, you should need a Haggadah B'fnei Beizdin. You should need a Haggadah B'fnei Beizdin. And the Chazonish Taka writes that you have to say that our Gemara, they testified in front of Beizdin that they are Shluchim. Halacha L'maisa. And that's what the Magen Mishnah writes, Perek Zayin Halacha Yudal B'shem the Rashba, that you have to assume they're testifying in Beis Din that they are Shluchim. We don't find this anywhere. The Torah Skitten writes, L'm Mishtamet B'shem Posek, that you need a God of B'fnei Beis Din, that to say B'fnei Neftav, word we don't find, you have to have a Beis Din. The Minhag Olam is not that way. So Reb Chaim says this is a special Kula Midrabana, that when two guys testify that they're Shluchim, they don't need to testify they're in Beis Din. But what I want to bring out is that there are two approaches to understand this line, Ma'ilu. Is it mitam migu? What's the problem with that? The problem is that generally by 280 we don't say amigu. What's the other approach? It works mitam edis. What's the problem that it works mitam edis? That they're considered to be what? That they're testifying, the husband testified, made them a shluchim. The problem with that is you're not allowed to testify on yourself. You're a no-gabit of it. Usually a no-gabit of it is posulatus. So the two approaches have a problem with each other. Each approach has a problem, but I want you to get this down. These are the two approaches, Lomais, and understand. Ma'ilom, you're not allowed to testify in yourself. I can't hear you. They're testifying that they were appointed by Shluchim. When you say Ma'ilom b'fanin agirshi, you're saying we were appointed as Shluchim, and therefore we're delivering this get, and therefore in front of us it was a divorce. So please get these two approaches in Ma'ilu Omru. And what is the difficulty in each approach? Now this brings us back to the Shaila at hand, okay? What was the Shaila? So the Ritva and the Ran learned, what was the Shaila? The Shaila was, do you hold Lishma or do you hold Kiyum? Right, do you hold Lishma or do you hold Kiyum? And what was the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer, we hold, you don't have to say, so it's a Raya for Rava, right? Read on in the Gemara, Aryeh, what does it say? La Rava what? Oh, that's a Raya for Rava, it's a Kasha and Rava. So how does the Gemara get out of it? Go ahead. Oh, we assume everyone was learned. Go ahead. Frak the Gemara Yachi.
So,
what's Chad Nami? One also should not have to say, right? This is all within Rava. Go ahead, Zera. Maybe we'll go back to when it was ruined and people didn't know La Lacha. Iachi, go ahead. So Beitrei should also, Lamaisa what? Have to say. What's the answer? And two people that have delivered the get are an uncommon sin if we don't make a Zera. Okay? So therefore, the first way to learn it is that we make a Gzeira, and therefore we should make a Gzeira even by two, and the Gemara says we don't. So the first way to learn the Shaila, once you get down, is the Ritva and the Chiddushi Aran, who learn Lamaisa, they learn, is the reason of Fanaynetav of Lishma, or is it because of Kiyum? And the Gemara answers, it's because of Kiyum. That's the first approach. Second approach to learn the Shaila of the Gemara. Can you help me open the window a little bit? The second approach, thank you, is the Rashba. The Rashba starts off saying, like the Ritva and the Chiddush Yerah, but then he says, I don't understand something. I don't like that approach. If the suffix of the Gemara was, do you go like Rabba or Rava, then the Gemara should have said explicitly that what? What should the Gemara have said explicitly? That Rav Huna holds like Rava. Wasn't Rav Huna's psak you don't need to say? So therefore it should have said Rav Huna holds like Rava. It should have said that, Lamaisa. And the Lashon of the Gemara was what, Aryeh? L'Rava Nicha, Mashma the what? That the Shaila of the Gemara was Nicha L'Rava. That also the question of Rava was Nicha L'Rava. Meaning that Rava could fit both studded. The Shaila wasn't what? Is it like Rava or is it like Rava? Like who said? The Ritva and the Chiddush Aran. The Shaila of the Gemara is Mashma that was even fitting according to Rava. Both studded. And therefore, if it was true also that the Shaila was, is it Rav or Rava, the Gemara should have said black and white, Rav, who knows like who? Rav, and it doesn't. That leads the Rashba to say a second shot. There's a second approach in the Shaila. The Rashba writes that there are times in Shas where we know that we don't know the Shaila, but we know the answer. Meaning, the Makshin did not know what the Shaila of Shmuel was. Who's the Makshin? What's a Makshin? Ravina Ravashi wrote the Gemara. The one who wrote L'Rava Nicha L'Rava Kasha did not know the Shaila. He did not know the Shaila of what Shmuel asked the Shaila Rav Huna. All he knew was the what was the answer. All he knew was the Psak. And therefore, Lamaisa, he says, Rav Huna said, you don't have to say with two guys. That's Mukach like who? It's Mukach like Rava. So the Rashba disagrees with the Ritva of the Chiddush Aran, and he says the Shaila wasn't whether you hold like Rav or Rava. That was not the Shaila. Otherwise it would have said that Rav Huna holds like Rava. According to Rava, Rava fits according to both Lamaisa. The Shaila is Allah Lamaisa. The Makshin, the Rashba says, the Makshin just did not know what the Shaila was doing. Rav Huna asked the Shaila, do two guys have to say? The Psak is no. Two guys do not have to say. Oh, I see from that Psak. That what? I see from that psak that fits what? That fits Rava and not who? And not Rava. That's all. That's what the Rashba learns a different shot. Okay? There are two other pshatim though that I want you to get, four in total, how to learn up the Shaila. The third pshat is the Maram. The Maram learns that according to Taisus Lamaisa, and he learns pshat in Taisus, the Dira Maskil E that we learned yesterday. He learns beautifully. He says that according to Rava, the suffek is the two people, they were not mesakin mefanei nechtov because of mitsuyin lekaimo, or do we make a low plug? That was the shaila according to Rava. And the shaila according to Rava, after Acher Shalomdu, is the suffek was after Acher Shalomdu, is it enough to have kiyum? Or do we say no, Shemiyaksa double kokula, and you need because of Lishma? And that's why the Gemara asks, if there's one you could be mistopic on as well. Remember we learned yesterday, according to Rabbeinu Tam, remember the Shaila is, why did he pose the Shaila with two? He could have posed the Shaila with who? With even one. Remember we learned that yesterday with the Taisus. That was the Ihachi. That was within whose pshat? That was within Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. So within Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, this is the third way to learn it. That the Shaila and the Gemara is of whether two, the Shaila was Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Rava. If you hold like Rava, the suffix is with two, do you have to say? Maybe you don't have to because you have Kiyum, or maybe you make a low plug. That was one Shaila. According to Rava, it's also a Shaila. Even after Ach-Shalamdu, is it enough with Kiyum, or do we make a Gzera of Shemiyaksa double Kukula? And therefore the Gemara says, well, why do you ask the Shaila by two? The Shaila could even be by one. So that's a third way to learn the Shaila. This is the Maram, according to the Rabbeinu Tam that we had yesterday. And then lastly, number four, let's get it. The fourth pshat is the Maram Shif. Four pshatim I want you to know how to learn this Shaila. The Maram Shif writes that Shmuel said Kiyum. He was just Misafkilei. He held like Rava. The Awichosh, the Baal, forged a get and sent a get Mezuyif. And you need two guys to say the Fanenu Nechtam. Or do we assume we're not chashed that he's trying to mess her up? And therefore it's enough that two guys should just say we're shluchim of the Baal. They don't have to say b'faneinu nechtav. That was the shiloh. Are we choshish that the husband is trying to go after the girl, go after the woman? And did he actually send a forged get, and therefore they need to say b'faneinu nechtam? Or no, we're not choshish, all they have to do is say we're shluchim in the baal. That was the shiloh. What's the answer? What's the answer? What's the answer of the psak? Do two guys have to say? Yes or no? No, they don't have to say. Because why we're not choshish? Excellent, Nate. We're not choshish trying to mess her up. And the raya is because they could have said a migu or edus, gefaneinu gersh, in front of us there was a divorce. So we're not choshish that what there was mezuyif. And the Gemara says, well, still we're choshish that it's not lishma. That was the kasha, the Rav Anichah, the Rav Akasha. So there are four ways, after it's all said and done, to learn the shiloh. Jonathan, you with me? Four ways to learn the shiloh. And the four, you want me to say the four ways again? Let's say over the four ways. And we had two ways to learn Ma'ilu b'faneinu garsha. What are the four ways to learn the shiloh? The Ritva and the Chiddushi Aran learn. The shiloh was, is it Rav or Rava? Simple, straight up. If it's Lishma, you two guys need to say. If it's Rava, two guys don't need to say because you have the kiyum. Straight up, that was a shiloh. What was the Psak Halacha? Psak Halacha was Rava kiyum, and that's it. Done. And the Gemara answers, aye, it's against Rabbi. Gemara answers, Akash Shalom do. And they made Exera. Okay? And we don't make Exera by two guys. That's the Kash and the Teretz. Very simple, according to the Ritva Chiddush Aran. First approach. Yes, Nate? Second approach. Rashba says, I'm uncomfortable with that. The Gemara should have said black on white that what? That Ravuna holds like Rav. Never said it once. And the Gemara seems to, it says, the Rav Anicha, Mashma the Shiloh, the Gemara, even was, according to Rav, good. It wasn't either Rav or Rabbi. Was the shiloh was, is it fit according to Rava, this shiloh? So it's hard to pit it, is it like Rav or Rava? So therefore Rashba says, I don't think that's a pshat. And he points other places in Shas, and quotes the Gemara Bava Basra. There are times where the Makshin did not know about the shiloh. All he knew about was the Teretz. Ravina Ravashi knew the Teretz. The psak was Lo Tzorach. Two guys don't Tzorach. They didn't know the shiloh. And therefore, Lamai said, the psak was that you don't need, it's Mukhuk like Rava. Okay. That's a second shot. Third shot, Nate, was the Ma'arav. According to Rabbeinu Tam that we learned yesterday, the shiloh was you plug it in both LaRava and Rava. If it was Rava, if it's Shnayim, they weren't Misakein, Fanei Nechak, they're Mitzuyin Lekam. Or you say Lo Plug. According to Rava, if it's Akshalom, is it enough to have Kim, or do we make Exera, Shemayaksa, double Kukula, and you need to have what? You need to have two. You need to have, say, the funny neck because of Yaksa, double Kukula. So Gemara says, well, why do you have the Shiloh by two? Remember we said yesterday? You could ask the Shiloh even by one. That's exactly was the Shakla Vitaria. That was the Kasha. Even by one, it's enough Kim, Chosamov. Or do we require the Fananekas of Shemiyasa double Kukula. So the Shiloh is, why ask the Shiloh by two? You can ask even by one. But you plug in Lefi Rabba and Lefi Rabba. And then the fourth shot is the Maram Shif. Very simple. The whole Shiloh is within Rabba. Are we choshish that a guy is a bad guy that he's trying to send her a forged get? Or we're not choshish? If we're choshish send her a forged get, then you got to say B'Fananekas. If we're not choshish trying to makakula, then you don't have to say anything. And they would be believing the migu of Fanenu Gershom. Why is it a kasha rabba? Because you still don't know it's lishma. That's why it's the rabba nichol rabba kasha. Okay, those are the four ways, Lamaisa, that you learn up what we can learn up the shiloh of the Gemara.
The last
pshat. Maram Shif. The Maram Shif says this last pshat. Okay, let's go fight now in the Gemara because we have to see other pshatim in other nekudas, other horrors. Go ahead, Arya. Okay. We're up to Va'isha.
Va'isha,
a woman is not Kavin, Utanad. So what's going on? It's uncommon. We require her to say it. Remember we said she what? She delivers a get to Tel Aviv, even though she herself is getting divorced. That's uncommon. It's kind of like a Tanai. You don't need a Tanai, but Lamaisa, she's delivering it. Go ahead, what's the answer? Wow. What Shlotach B'Shlichus mean? Read the Taisus there. Shlotachlo b'shlichus, go ahead.
Wait, what
does that mean, perish b'shlichus? It means what? No, the Taisha shlotachlo b'shlichus. The first one. Do the shlotachlo b'shlichus.
Wouldn't that one be on the earlier shlotachlo?
Yeah, okay, whatever. You're doing it, go ahead. Shlotachlo b'shlichus.
Yeah, but that's perish b'shlichus, that's in Yachol. This
perish b'shlichus. Right, I want you to do that. Perish Yachol, shlotachlo b'shlichus. Go ahead.
Which one? First one or second?
The first one, shlotachlo b'shlichus.
Perish b'shlichus to Yachol.
Yeah, do the deeper master. Shlotachlo.
Talking
about shlichus of people have the ability.
Well, that's not the
sugya. Not people that what? Not people that don't have the ability. Okay, now I want you to get this down, Lamaisa. I want you to get this down. I want you to get this down. We're not talking about Lamaisa Shlichus, because the Gemara, the next line in the previous segment as well, brought quoted about the Baal. A Baal is not a Shliach. So this, the Rashba writes, is Lav Dafka when it says Shlichus. It means we're not Mechalitin getting that or what delivered from Medina Sayyam. Because if we're talking about Shlichus, the next kash of the Gemara from Baal would not make any sense because he's not a shliach. So when it says lo tachlo b'shlichus, I want you to get down there. It's really lav dafka. Okay? This is what the Rashba writes. Maram Shif quotes the Rashba. It's a very beautiful deal. Because if you think about it, in the previous Gemara we had yesterday and this Gemara, it's the same segment. They quote from Baal. What do you mean lo shlichus b'baal? Lo tachlo b'shlichus. So please get that down. It's really lav dafka. It's talking about people that deliver the get from Medina Siam. We're not mechalik halacha l'maisa. Talking about shluchim that deliver the get. Get them a boy in Medina Siam. If it was really talking about shlichus, what would the Gemara be asking in kasha from Baal? That's one nekuda. The second nekuda I want to mention is the following. It's interesting to say, perhaps, that there might be a little bit of a machlekes Rashi Tosis here, l'maisa, on how we actually say it. Okay? And that Tosfos you just read, which you're right, was commenting on the Gemara before, it could be that Tosfos is arguing on Rashi. Tosfos is saying, we never were mesakein b'fanei nechtav on people that don't have the ability to say b'fanei nechtav. Please get that down. That's the way Tosfos is saying it. Tosfos seems to be saying, we were never mesakein b'fanei nechtav on people who do not have the ability to say anything. Whereas Rashi, if you look at Rashi, the way Rashi says it, Arya, read that Rashi there. Rashi says it a little bit differently.
Which Rashi?
Rashi says, halacha l'maisa, he says that they really should do it, but they can't. Okay? They really should do it, but they can't. If you take a look at the Rashi, Rashi says, shalot tachlot b'shlichus. Go ahead, read that Rashi. Shalot
tachlot b'shlichus.
Yes.
Shinu yehu, lo chagul chacham e b'shlichus b'shlichus.
It's Masha from Rashi that a guy who can't do it really should do it. It's part of the Takana, but it's an onus. So I want you to get that down as well. It seems like our Rachlekes Rashi Taisvus on someone who has the inability to say B'fanei Nechtav, was he part of the Takana? According to Taisvus, he never was part of the Takana. According to Rashi, he was part of the Takana, but it's an onus, L'maisa. And therefore, because of an onus, we exempted it. So that's the other Nekuda L'maisa. I wanted you to get L'maisa in Anwan on this Rashi. Okay, please get that. Halacha L'maisa, very important. This Machlokes Din Rashi, what? Rashi and Taisus. Okay.
Ready.
One sec, Jonathan. Now this leads us to the following. Okay? This leads us to the following. The Taisa Rush right here. Please, let's get all the Nekudas. Taisa Rush right here has a great Kasha. He says, what's the Kasha from Isha? What's the kasha from Isha? What did we say the kasha from Isha was? That even though it's uncommon, we require to write down to say b'fanei nechtav. It's uncommon that a woman brings it. Yes? So Rush says, I understand the kasha. You know why she needs b'fanei nechtav? Because of what? Rabbis later rava. You need kiyum. What kind of kasha is that? The Gemara says, oh, Isha, the whole Gemara is working with whose trap? Lishma. Yes? What do you mean? The Gemara says, "Oh, Rebbeinu Shalom, we have Exeira, so we have Exeira." Let's look at the Gemara of Rebbeinu. Yes. What about a woman? A woman's lo shlicha, and she has to say it. Lo tachlok b'shlichus. What kind of kasha is that, Azriel? Azriel, what kind of kasha is that? You need it out of kiyum. You need it out because of kiyum.
Does not
what'd you say? The Achashlom is working with lishma. It's all working with Lishma, this whole Gemara, Nate. But the Gemara goes so crazy. Oh, a woman is lo shticha, but she still says it. I'll tell you why she still says it. Because of Kiyum. No? That's a great kasha. I was upset I didn't ask it myself. Why does the Gemara go so crazy? Well, a woman is lo shticha, she's got to say b'fanei nechtav. You know why she has to say it, Gavriel? Is because of what? Because of Kiyum. The Maram Shif also has this kasha. But Yeshua has this kasha. It's a great kasha. Mama should start a kasha. Okay? Are you got that? What does he have to say this for, Lamaisa? So the Taisa Rosh, again, why is it the fact that you have to what? Why is the fact that you have to worry about a woman? She's lo shchicha, we still serve for that. I'll tell you why he still needed it. Because of Kiyum. So the Taisa Rosh answers like this. I thought a genius answer. He says, anytime a man says it, a woman also has to say it. Yes? And therefore, we're talking about even Osu Medina bin Medina Siyam. Wow. What's the din by Osu Medina bin Medina Siyam? Do you need Fani Echaz of Kiyam? No, you don't. This is talking about all cases. When the Mishnah presents a case by a woman, it's talking about a woman, anything a woman and a man. So every single case a man has to say, a woman has to say. Well, by Osu Medina, there is no problem of Kiyam. And Osu Medina, there's no problem of Kiyam. And a woman doesn't have to say because of Kiyam. But she has to say because of what? Lishma. That's why the Gemara asks the Kasha. And that's what the Pnei Yoshu and the Maram Shif say. The Mishnah is talking Dumi to Resha. Rabba was talking about, the Mishnayas are talking about what? According to Rabba, in our Mishnah in Daf Beis, according to Rabba, what's it talking about? Even Osu Medina. Yes? Even Osu Medina. Mashiach and Cain, according to Rabba, notice, look, whenever the phrase B'fani Nech, B'fani Nech, Nate appears in the Mishnayas and Gittin, in the first and second period, what's the case? According to Rabba, it could even include what? What is the case, Gabriel? Anytime B'fani Nech, B'fani Nech appears in Mishnayas and Gittin, what is the case according to Rabba? It could even be Osu Medina. And according to Rabba, which one is it? Medina or Medina? Because Osu Medina don't need. So that's the ingenious answer that they give. Beautiful answer.
Only
Shema,
not Kiyum
involved. Yeah, no, don't ask me a kasha if you're going out to Kiyum, you have to say it. Right. Because this Mishnah is even talking about Osu Medina. And Osu Medina, there's no need to say it out to Kiyum. But if it's out to Lishma, you have to say it. And the Gemara asks, what's Lo Shkicha? Why do you have to say it? So the Gemara answers, Lo Plug. Are you got that? That's the Chiddush. See, we don't think in those terms. That's how I want you to get to think in these terms. Yes?
What's the point of saying that anytime a man has to say it, a woman has to say it?
I can't hear you.
Anytime a man has to say it, a woman has to say it.
Because all the cases, anytime you dig up a case, Nate, that a man has to say it, a woman has to say it. So by Osu Medina, a man doesn't have to say it. So what? Exactly. A woman wouldn't have to say it. But if you're going like Rabba, you would have to say it. That's what we're talking about. Don't ask me a kasha. Don't ask me, oh, what's the worst kasha? The reason why she has to say it is because of Kiyum. Maybe it's talking about Osu Medina. And Osu Medina by Rabba doesn't need to say out Kiyum. So why do you need to say it? Absolutely Shema. But it's for Shlicha. Lo Plug. That's the answer we want to give. Tzai Zarash gives it. The Pnei Yoshua and the Maram Shif, they all give this Teretz. A beautiful Teretz, Lomaisa. Okay. That leads us what? That leads us to the next Nekuda, guys. Let's get all the Nekudas. Chazrov, you call me, Lomaisa. You're going to ask me it. Next Nekuda. Let's get it. It was unbelievable, Lamaisa. I was thinking, Lamaisa. Comes out. Halacha Lamaisa. The Poshup shot is that if you go back to the beginning of our Gemara, yeah? Why don't you finish up the Gemara there and then that'll set up the Tyson for us. Sorry, finish up the Gemara.
Yachi, Baal Nami.
Baal Nami what? A Baal Nami should what? Should also what? Should also have to say what? That's why I say don't say a little tachlo b'shlichus, because a baal's not a shliach. Any get that's delivered from Medina Siam, that's the way we'll interpret it. You follow me? Otherwise, how do you get the cash out of here? A baal's not a shliach. You, do you follow me? A baal's not a shliach. So what does Gemara mean? It doesn't mean shlichus. It means what? Delivering of a get. Go ahead, Arya. So what did you say? How do you read the next word?
Alamed.
You got it. Alamed. How do you know it's not true? Not Allah. Excellent, Arya. Alama, how do you know it's not true that a Baal doesn't have to say? Go ahead. Time of
mine.
Excellent. Very nice way of reading it. The guy's going to make himself like an idiot. He travels 3,000 miles there. It's a son. He's going to protest what he brought. Why'd you come? So that's why, Lamais, you don't need to say it. I'll be Allah. Okay. One sec, Benj. I want to get to these Nakudas so we get them plural. We'll get to all the catches, okay? Do you remember in the top of the Gemara, what did it say? Hachamayaskinen, that what? What did we say we're talking about? A person, God forbid, had a stroke right after he delivered a get. Is that correct? Yeah? That's what it said. He was not able to say B'fanei Nech, B'fanei Nech. That was the pshat of the Mishnah Daf Tesim and Aleph. Yes? So the Pnei Yoshua asks an amazing kasha. Pnei Yoshua asks, he says, I don't understand something. Why does the Gemara have to say Acher Shalomdu? Why can't you say it's Kodim Shalomdu? And the Rabbanu were Namasakim in Fanei Nechtov, where the Milsa is Lo Shchichim. How often is it, Rahman, thank God, Baruch Hashem, that a person gets a stroke right after delivery they get? Why do you have to get so fancy and say, Acher Shalom do, and therefore what? We make a gzeira, but we don't, gzeira does not apply to a mishal shchicha. You have to say this whole, why can't you just say straight up that it's Kodim Shalom do, and the Rabbanu were not misakin in a case of mishal shchicha? They were not misakin. You could say Kodim Shalom do, they were misakin mefarei nechtov in a case where what? Where the guy had a stroke. Why does Gemara have to say Acher Shalom do? This is the kasha of Pnei Yoshua. It's a very strong kasha. Yeah, why does Gemara have to come out and say Acher Shalom do? And say, oh, we make a gzeira, Shem Yachsel Dabra Kekulo, but on a Milsa Lo Shrika, like Pikeach V'Nischarish, Lo Gazer Be'Rabbanan. Nate, why do you have to do that? Just say Kodim Shalom do. It was a regular case. It wasn't Acher Shalom. Kodim Shalom do. God forbid the guy had a stroke, let it go. Milsa Lo Shrika, Lo Gazer Be'Rabbanan. They were misakim of funny nechtam in such a case. So just be kind to some of them and it's fine. That's a great kasha, Pnei Yoshua asks. No? It's a great kasha. So I want you to get this mahalach. Says the Pnei Yoshua, beautiful. The Iker Takana was we're afraid they're mute of guys that are forgers. Right? That's why I need Mikhail Mikhosambov. Yes, Aryeh? There's also a mute of guys that write Shalol Lishma. So what was the Takana? The Takana of Befanei Nechtov was to actually be choshish for what? What was the Takana of Befanei Nechtov? It was to be choshish actually for what? For uncommon things. For these miut of people. Excellent, Jonathan. For these miut of people that forge, the miut of people that don't write Lishma. That was the Takana of Befanei Nechtov. The Takana was. So, Lo Plug Rabbanan, they made it, the Takana should cover someone who has a stroke, God forbid. Because the whole modus operandi of this what? Takana was what? To cover even what? Unusual cases, Yisrael. So no, that could not have been the terrorists. However, once you say Acher Shalom do, and you switch to what? You switch to something that's called a gezerah. What's a gezerah? A decree. A takana is an enactment, proactive. A gezerah is lest something might happen. And if you talk about a gezerah, that's a gezerah le gezerah. What's the gezerah le gezerah? Shemiyasu double kokulo? And also, it'll be a gezerah in an uncommon occurrence. What's the uncommon occurrence? In a case of a stroke. That's a gezerah le gezerah. It's kind of like a gezerah. We don't make gezerah le gezerahs. That's the first answer of who? Of the Pnei Yoshua. That's the first answer of the Pnei Yoshua. Again, the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua is why does the Gemara have to come out to Acher Shalom do and say that it's Exera, it's Exera, and that Exera does not apply to Mishlo Shicha. Why can't you say it's Kodim Shalom do? Regular case, they don't know Lishma. And we don't make the Takana, Befanei Nechtov, it's a Mishlo Shicha. So the Pnei Yoshua says, I'll tell you why. Because the whole modus operandi of Takana, Befanei Nechtov is to enact it in what? Uncommon occurrences. For a mute of people that what? That forge. A mute of people that don't sign Lishma. So therefore, it's going to cover even Pigach and Iskarish. So that's why we can't say the answer. But once we say Acher Shalom do, and then we're worried about Gzeiras of Shemiyachal Kukulo, you're not going to make a Gzeira le Gzeira. That Shemiyachal Dawa Kukulo and a Gzeira made in the case of a stroke case, God forbid. This is the first answer that the Pnei Yoshua gives. But I was thinking, in Baruch Hashem, I found that maybe there's a distinction between a takana and a gzeira. This answer is given by Rav Zalman Sender. Rav Zalman Sender Shapira, the great Gaon in the Birkas Avraham, say that only by a gzeira do we not make a gzeira milsalo shchicha. But a takana works even by a milsalo shchicha. Please get it down. A takana works even by a milsalo shchicha. Daf kachar shalom do where we make a gzeira. That's gzeira shem yasal lekul. We don't make a gzeira musul shchicha. But kodim shalom do where it was a takana. Takana works in a musul shchicha because the ikar takana was mishum demir lo shchicha. Matters. Why can't you make a distinction between the concept of takana, which is a proactive enactment, which was applies to even uncommon cases, whereas a gzeira is a decree lest something might happen. So therefore, a takana is made even in a case of lo shchicha. A gzeira is not. That's a different teretz lemaisa, and it sharpens the distinction between the takana and exera, which I was lemaisa thinking along. Though we have mentioned lemaisa last semester, perhaps a possibility, but we see this now with Farish. But I want you to look now, Aryeh, in Rashi. Take a look in Rashi, where Rashi says, "Dibramasko Yochel." You see Rashi Dibramasko Yochel? Yochel Nami.
Yochel Nami.
Lo what? Yochel Nami.
Yochel Nami. Lo Nitzirzo. Im Efshar L'Kaimo V'Eitim Lo Yitzirach Lomar V'Bani Yachar V'Bani Yachar.
If you can do it with Kiyum, why do you require it? It's like it's a Chumrah, like we learned yesterday. Mishani.
Mishani. Afu Gad L'Lomdu Lo Achar Rabbanan Taknasayim Zeir Hashem Yachar David L'Kula V'Yishnu Hilkach Ashkenami Tzorach Hashleach Limdu Kiyum L'Shma.
What do you think is Masha from that Rashi? You know what's Masha from that Rashi says with Steinman and the Brickness of Rome? The Lashon of Rashi is that there was not a new Takana. The Takana stuck. It never was uprooted. We never mavato the original Takana. And why did they what? Why did they not allow the Takana to exist by a Nosa Lo Shchicha? Right? To cover even the stroke case? What's the answer? What's the answer? The answer is because the Gzeira was that the Takana should remain, but the Takana should not remain in a case of uncommon. That was the formulation of the Gzeira. The Gzeira was that the Takana should remain, but it should not remain in a what? In an uncommon occurrence. Binyamin, please get that articulation down, that formulation. The Gzeira was that the Takana should remain unless it's an uncommon occurrence. And it's an uncommon occurrence, then it won't remain, and then you won't have to sit before an Ektav, and you sky and call some of. This is the pshat that we want to suggest. Okay? This is the chiddush we want to suggest.
How would I do that?
What'd you say?
The point of doing that?
The point of doing that is that Lamaisa, Nate, that the Kana was made in front of an Ektav, which we said Lamaisa was, Rashi was saying that the Kana was to always say it. They were not Mavatal the Takana, but Lamaisa, you have to deal with reality. And the case, thank God, of a stroke after he just delivers it is uncommon. And let's not possible again. Let's just say, Lamaisa, that the Takana would not remain in that situation. Okay? They wanted to help it out, Lamaisa. And therefore, in an uncommon occurrence, they said, you know what? The Takana will not remain. Other cases, it will remain. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So this is like the sixth Nakuda. What do we, let's go over what we've seen so far, guys. What was the first mahalach we had in Shir? The four what? Four ways to learn the Shiloh. Yes? What was the second Nakuda? The two ways to learn Ma'ilu. Yes? Midin Edu Umigu. What was number three? What was number three? Tell me. Lo Taklik Mishlichus, wasn't that? That was Lav Dafka, right? It's talking about delivers again, Aryeh. What was number four? What'd you say? The fourth is the Taisa Rosh's Kasha. Excellent. By Isha. Excellent, Nate. That was the fourth mahalach. What's number five? I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Number five was what we just did, the Pnei Yoshua's Kasha. Now, why did they have to say Akash Shalom? So we have five mahalachim so far, guys. You guys are over every Nakudim. Okay. This leads us to number six now. Okay? This leads us to number six. Aryeh, let's go now with the Tos Iyachi Baal Nami. Now, Aryeh, I ask you now, which segment is this? The first segment or the second, this Kashi Yochi Baal Nami?
Well, I mean, it's before Tosfos Beit Shrei.
Yes, so it's hard to tell which one it is,
I mean,
no?
Not really, because Beit Shrei introduces the second section. So.
Beit Shrei is definitely the second section, no?
Well, Beit Shrei is the start of the second section. So the
yes,
of
yes. So I would think it's the first segment. Yeah. I think, Lamais, Yochi Baal Nami. Well, guys, take a look.
Well, so there would be a footnote if it was, like, misplaced.
All right, not always, but okay, often. You got to, but Yochi. Okay.
Iyachi.
Right, we got this so far? You got it? Iyachi. You with us? Iyachi. Okay, let's go.
Iyachi.
Go ahead, Aryeh. Look at that. Iyachi. Now, what is? How do you translate the word Iyachi?
If so.
Now, what does if so mean?
An alternative shot.
Not alternative. That's inami. Iyachi is if so, meaning it's a lead from what you just said, right? If so, if you say what?
Then what?
Right, if you say if I hit a ball and I got a double and I want to stretch it to a what? If so, it'll be a what? Triple, not an inside the park home run. You don't skip from a double to that, right? So ihaki is what? So Gemara Sakasha says ihaki. What's the ihaki? Shalom Taklo Bishlichus ihaki Baal Nami. The Baal should also say. Now look at the Tosis. Go ahead. Ihaki.
Ihaki Baal Nami. The rabban icha, the chimaisi loy balik, the meicha shu lezuyev, deyna chashu b'lach shilav yimiskav.
Oh, what does that mean? Notice how he just elucidates it so beautifully. He says, according to Rabbah, this is not a... Like you said before, Nate, this whole the whole shock of the Tars Lafi Rabbah. La Rabbah Michal Rabbah Kashya. According to Rabbah, it's easy. Why is it easy? Because we're not Chayshah Baal going to travel 3,000 miles with a forged get. He's not trying to cause her to what? He's not suspected to what? Stumble her on purpose? Of course not. Ella what? Ella.
Ella the Rabbah.
Now, what does that mean? How do you understand the kasha? How do you understand the kasha? What does he say right there? El larabe b'baal nami lechus. We should be choshish that what? We don't want him to be ma'arir. What would he be ma'arir? What would he say? He would say, "I didn't know there's a concept of lishma." I didn't know there's Allah of Lishma. Yes? Now, what are two things wrong with that comment, you think, that are difficult? I shouldn't say wrong. Go ahead, Jonathan.
I mean, number one, he made the get. Yeah. So, like, obviously, he made it.
Well, you're right. He made the get. That's true. But Lamaisa, we did say with Tyson that basically there are people that are Amaratsin, right? That was coded. They didn't know Allah is. But what are you driving? I think what you're driving at, aren't we talking about Acher Shalomdu? Aren't we talking about Acher Shalomdu? People are knowledgeable, no? So what do you have to say? I think what you have to say, and I want you to get that down, is that you might be Acher Shalomdu, but we're worried about Exeter Shemi Aksadover. Le what? Le Kukula. So it might be Le Kukula to the degree that a guy might say, I didn't know, I was one of these guys that didn't know the din. That's what we're chayshish for. That he might be ma'orer that. So that's the first nakuda that we want to answer right off the bat. That's what? We're saying that we're shemi yasov double kakulo. We're chayshish that he'll say he's an example of one of the guys who it deteriorated, doesn't know how to learn. He didn't hear about it. So even though it's Acher Shalomdu, but we're afraid he's one of those guys. Okay, that's number one nakuda. One second. Number two, second nakuda. And this is the Marsha asks on the Tisus. He says, I don't understand this Tisus. As I said to you before, what does the word Ihachi mean? If so, based on what I just said before, Yosef, right?
Yes.
This Kasha could stand on its own. What is this Kasha? This Kasha argues that the Baal should not need to what? The Baal should have to say it based on a low plu. Yeah, Ihachi. This Kasha, the way Tosus said it, could be a kasha on its own. It has no kesher with what answer we said before about a low plug. If you're worried about the husband saying that he doesn't know lishma, you know what might happen? What might happen? We better make sure you say b'fanenechta. That's why the Baal has to say it. Because it might be one of these guys who's going to say, I don't know. Does that fit Ihachi Yisrael? Not a word. It doesn't fit Ihachi. This kasha stands on its own. That's what the Marsha asks on Rashi. Ask San Tisus. It's a tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. Yeah. What does Ihachi mean? Based on one statement, Ihachi, I'll ask you another kasha. What does it say in the Gemara? It says, Ihachi what? Baal Nami. What's Ihachi Baal Nami? Based on the low plug, Ihachi Baal Nami. That's not what Tisus said. Tisus learned the kasha based on what? That according to Rava, there's no kshash that he's going to bring a what? He's going to deliver a forged get, but according to Rabbi, Rechai shall say he doesn't know that there was a lach alishma. That kasha is not connected with a low plug, is it? That's what the Marsha asks on the Tisus. The way Tisus ma'as with the kasha doesn't fit in the Gemara. What's the Ihachi? So the answer is like this, Pasha. Let's get it. Marsha is very sharp. Marsha's answer, beautiful. He says, I'll tell you one thing. If it wasn't for the answer that we gave earlier, which was what? If it wasn't for the answer that we gave earlier, which was what? Low plug. You know what I would have said about the price about the husband, Aryeh? I would have said the price about the husband is talking about Acher Shalomdu. Yes? I would say the price is talking about Acher Shalomdu for the price of the Baal, and they didn't make Exera. Shemi Asa double Kukula. Why can't you say that? Just say Acher Shalomdu, they didn't make Exera. And the Mishnah of the woman is talking about what? Kodim Shalomdu. That would have been a very easy way to say it. But now that the Mishnah of the woman is talking about what? Acher Shalomdu. No, it's talking about Acher Shalomdu. We established in the Gemara, it's saying Acher Shalomdu. We have no choice but to say what? Now that we said that the Mishnah we assume is talking about what? The Mishnah of the woman is also talking about Acher Shalomdu, Gavriel. That's between the lines of the Gemara. It's clear like that. We have no choice but to say Lo Plug. And once you say Lo Plug, then you can ask the Kasha Nabal. That's exactly what he means. That's exactly what he means. And if you look at the Taisa Rosh, he actually asks the same Kasha as the Marsha. That this Kasha could have stood on its own the way Taisa says it. So the Taisa Rosh says that there's a Svara. There's a Svara Lamaisa say Lo Plug. And the Svara of the Lo Plug, Lamaisa, once you say the Svara of the Lo Plug, Lamaisa, the Baal also should have to say as well in order to say the Lo Plug. And the Terence says no. The fact that he is what? Read the end of the Taisa. Sorry, go ahead.
Mishani.
The answer to the Gemara is what?
Minka Nakit Biyade came in the ear of Zah, Eno Alalaz, Lake Lamechashi, Ayar came in the Nakit Lamechashi.
Exactly. All this is rumors. Since this is all rumors, therefore what? It's like a muta demuta that a husband's going to do this, and therefore we assume he doesn't have to say. And that's where the Ritva and the Taisa Rosh say it. The Gemara answers the Baal himself are not Taishish. So therefore, it beats out the Lo Plug. We're not going to make a distinction between the what. No one's going to make a mistake between a Baal and a Shliach. Everyone knows why a Baal doesn't have to say it. Because what, he makes himself look bad by Rava, and by Rav it's all lies, and he's not. It's a muted, muted. Any Baal's going to do that. It's never going to happen. So therefore, there's no need to what. Oh, people are going to say a Baal doesn't do it. Maybe a Shliach shouldn't have to do it. No one's going to make that mistake. No one's going to make that mistake. So that's the way you have to learn up shot in the Gemara and plug in Taisus with the Ihachi. I want you to get that with the Ihachi. Because the way Taisus says it for a glance, this, you could have asked the Kasha on its own without Ihachi. No, but once you say that what, we're talking about what? Acher Shalomdu, because I could have easily said the Baal's talking in what? Acher Shalomdu, and they didn't make Xavier Lamaisa. And the case of the woman talking Kodim Shalom. But once I say that the case of the woman's also talking about Acher Shalomdu, so then what's the difference? Right? Why does a woman need to say it? Lo Plug. If it's Lo Plug, also include the husband. That's why it's Ihachi. This is a pshat l'mais and taisis. And Benison, what the Marsha says, Taisa Rosh in the Ritva. Ritva and the Taisa Rosh say the same thing. This is the pshat. This is the pshat how you learn up in the Gemara, and that's why it's Ihachi. It's a segue. It's a connection. Fits in very, very nicely. Okay? We got that, Chlor? Yes, Jonathan. Go ahead.
All right.
Real quickly, Glomach, go ahead.
Yeah. So back what we were talking about before with the woman bringing her own get. And I mean, it also applies to the case we're talking about here with the husband bringing himself, is that the husband at the end of the day, the entire power of divorcing her is completely in his hands. Because at that time period in Halacha, he could just divorce her forcibly even.
Yes.
So
it's called him the Bainer
Gershon. Right. So it okay. makes so
he can divorce against her will.
Right. So it makes perfect sense why she would have to do it, and also not to mention.
I don't see why that is mazel. Why she says before the Why is that? What does one have to do? Why is that Nakuda?
Because she doesn't have any. Because she doesn't have any power herself to.
I understand, but she doesn't. That doesn't matter why she has. She could decide not to do it. She's delivering the get for herself. So maybe she could decide not to go. No one's forcing her to do that. He could give a get against her will, but he's giving her the get to go there, and therefore she follows that. Okay?
Also, just the other point I wanted to make is that, like, from a public policy standpoint, is that, like, we want to. In like both cases, like Rebbe was saying before, we want to have the ability to have flexibility in these like 1 in a million cases, so that we don't have to have refinefton, so we can be makel to prevent igunas. And then on the other end, we also want to make sure that when a divorce is done, it's done right. And
okay, I don't see how that's relevant here in this Gemara. How is that relevant in this Gemara?
Because that's why there's a low plug when it comes to.
All right, we make a low plug by shlichus that we always require before an
ekvanah. Right, that's because saying that is so important to making sure that the divorce is actually kosher.
Okay, but that's in general by all takanas. You know, if you have too many exceptions, you're not going to have the rule. So you need to make a low plug. But I'm saying it's not on shlichus, it's on the people that are delivering the get. And that's why the husband, Lamais, is included in that. And the Gemara says the Baal should have to say it, and the Gemara answers that he doesn't have to say it.
Yeah, but it's such a risky business if you don't say it. Because then...
this is all on a level of the Rabbanah, whether it's considered to be good or not. Okay? It's all level of the Rabbanah. Okay, let's go right to now. Okay? Benz, I want to go... We got a lot of Nakudas to do, okay? So let's just get to that, okay? All right, the next Nakud I want to get to is the Netaisis. Go ahead, Bay Trade. Let's take a look at Bay Trade. Go ahead, Bay Trade. Go ahead. Before you do the Bay Trade, let's read Shalot Taklik B'Shlichus. Go ahead.
Which one? The second one?
Yeah, the last one. Shalot Taklik B'Shlichus.
Shalot Taklik B'Shlichus. Perish B'Shlichus Techa. Because Rino Chad and Oshchiach Aduchad Nishchiach. Abel Bay Trade Aduchad and Oshchiach Rino.
That's a great shot in Taisis. Why don't you make a little plug to include two, Jonathan? Let's get this. Focus on this. Two guys bring it. Why don't you make a little plug? Let them make them say it. We only make low plugs in one track, once. Only once. One shliach, we make a low plug. Whether it's a man, whether it's a woman, you got to say, no matter what. Regarding two, though, you don't make the low plug. Okay? That's exactly what he says. Beautiful pshat and thesis. And that's a fit, that you need that for pshat in the Gemara. Okay, previous thesis. Go ahead, Arnie. Beitre de Maisi Gita Chule, go ahead.
Beitre de Maisi Gita Chule. Leviza, Lekabinayu, La'afish Elam.
That nafkamin goes out the window. Beitrei, if you hold the Shema, needs it. If you hold Kim, you don't need it. Yes? But if you hold Akash Shalom, you don't need it either. So that goes off the board, that nafkamin. Is that correct? That goes off the board, that nafkamin. But what comes on the board? How about what? What does Mekuyim mean? If you deliver a what? One guy delivers a get Mekuyim. If you hold Kim, do you need it in front of that stuff? No, if you hold Lishma, do you need it? Yes. Where do we have this before? Taisus on Beis and Mebeis. Guys, remember the beginning of the year? Taisus, Beis and Mebeis, they're Maska 1. My Benayu. Why wasn't Get Mekuyim mentioned on the list? Because it was included in what? Asuya Beitre. But now that Asuya Beitre is off the board, what comes up the board? Mekuyim. You got that? Get Mekuyim originally was on the what? Was included in what? Asuya Beitre. Taisus was bothered. Well, why was Get Mekuyim not one of the cases in Nafkamina? You remember that in Beis and Beis? So what's the answer? The answer is it was included in Beitre, but now Beitre's been off the board because Akash Shalom do. So what rises? Mekuyim. That's a good Nafkamina now. Becomes a good Nafkamina, Jonathan. Okay? You got that, Jonathan? Let's get that. Go ahead. Next line of Taisus. Ulu Kaman.
Ulu Kaman Rosh Perak Shemi.
Oh, there is an opinion in the second parak that says two guys that deliver a get, Achash Lamdu, is not a milsa lo shricha. Meaning it's common. And they have to say before they netam. Okay, good. We don't hold like that. Our Gemara is not going like that day. Go ahead. But according to the Mount Number, who says it's uncommon like it's quoted here, then we got a problem. How did what? Bach says Nechtam. What does Yadanu Lamahani mean? We know it doesn't know that necessarily it was Lishma. We know it's good by what? Other stars. We know from Gimel Amaraf, Yadanu. But it doesn't work by get because you have to know it's Lishma according to Rabba. So once you know Afagav the what? Oh, we know it's Lishma. If we know it's Lishma, then what's the din? We call Makom what? Why? What's the answer, Taisus says? Taisus points out that what? First of all, Asuya Beitre leaves as a Nafkamina, yes? What Nafkamina arises? Get Mekuyim. Why does Get Mekuyim arise? Because why? Because why? Why does it become a Nafkamina? Because it's already Kim, you don't need it. A Lishma, what? Lishma, why do you need it? You tell me. Because why? You tell me why do you need it. Because there is Shemi Aksel Kukulo. It's only one. When it says Shtar Mekuyim, guys, get it down in your notes. It's one guy's delivering the Shtar Mekuyim, not two. Because it would be two also would fall as an Afkamina. Because you don't make the Xayra by two, yes? It's one guy delivering the Shtar Mekuyim. That's why it's an Afkamina now. Then he says, I want you to know something. There's a sheet that holds that this is a common occurrence, two guys. There is a sheet that says two guys is a common occurrence. And then there's a sheet that says it's not a common occurrence. What do we always say? from our Rebbe Baron Soloveitcher Zatzal. You can't have a machlekes mitzvus. What do you have to do? You have to lumdicize it. So you'll ask the experts about agents. How many times does an agent appear that there are two agents in a case of a get? They'll tell you 50% of the time. Is that enough to deem them all common, or do you mean 51%? Yes? The problem is, though, if you say it's uncommon, the Mishnah says explicitly that what? That Yadanu doesn't work, you need to say Bafaneinu. And it's Acher Shalomdu. All the Mishnahs are Acher Shalomdu. So it's Acher Shalomdu. Why do you have to say Bafaneinu Nechtav at all? You don't need Kiyum because there's two. And it's Acher Shalomdu. And you can't say Xerah because Xerah by two is Mishlo Shchicha. Yes? We're going like the Mishlo Shchicha. What's the answer? Arya, what's the answer again? Mikol Makom, read it again. Mikol Makom, Naka. Hada. Bifaneinu what? Yes, what's the answer? We instituted it, Kodim Shalomdu, let it stick. We instituted Bifaneinu beforehand, let it stick, even though we don't need it anymore. Even though we don't need it anymore, it still will remain, and we will not get rid of it. Okay? There's still a requirement of Bifaneinu, because once we enacted it, we're not going to get rid of it. Kodim Shalomdu, you needed it, Yadano doesn't work. I don't need it anymore. It's Acher Shalomdu. I'm not worried about Xerah Beitrei's law. It's not common. I still need it because why? It was left there. We don't want to eradicate it. That's what Tosis says. Okay? We got that now? So we got all the Tosis. Okay? We got all the Tosis. This leaves us now to try to get to two Ma'alchim now that we have to try to get to. So let's get everything. Yeah, Kashi, you'll ask. The first Ma'alch I want to get to is the following. There is a principle in halacha that is called, thank you for bringing in the Gemara, Jonathan. There is a principle in halacha called Toch Kidei Dibor. Kidibor Domi. This appears in Maseches Nedarim on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph and Mavavasu Daf Kuf Chav Tes. It basically, I like to say, and I don't know if it's really exactly that, but it's basically 3 seconds. The amount of time it takes you to say, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Yomori. And there is a fundamental machloikis, which I want you to know, between Rabbi Natan and the Ran, whether this is Derabbanan or Deraisa. Was this a Takanas Chachamim? Rabbi Natan says it is a Takanas Chachamim. For that matter, the Rashbam, also above Basra, also says it is a Chumrah Min Rabbanan, which we're going to get to in a minute. But once you get the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Tam. And the Ran says, I disagree. The Ran says that is a legitimate Din D'Oraisa. This concept of Tokin Dibor, which is known as Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe Umori. Meaning, if I'm buying something in one of the shops over here, and I see my Rebbe, I see, let's say, Rav Schechter in the store, and, you know, I was about to buy a donut, and then, no, I don't want a donut, I want a cookie. But I wanted to say Shalom Aleichem to Rav Schechter. So I say Shalom Aleichem to Rav Schechter, and I say, cashier, I don't want the donut, I want the cookie. Too late. It's too late, sir. When I was doing a mitzvah, I was saying hi to my Rebbe. They gave me the ability to say hi to my Rebbe and also pull out of the deal. That's why Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam, they say it's a Takanas Chachamim. But the Ran claims that this concept of Tokin and Dibur is a D'Oraisa. Now, if I would ask you, and I want you to get this, if I would ask you to lump this, give me 2 approaches how Tokin and Dibur works, the mechanics. What would you say? 2 approaches in lumpness. What would you say about how Tokin and Dibur is? The ability to retract. I kind of spilled the beans already, so what would you say? Give me 1 approach how you'd say Tokin and Dibur works.
You're basically everything that you said in those 3 seconds.
It's a privilege to what? To retract. It's a schus chazar. That's what you were driving at. It's a privilege to retract. That's 1 way of the mechanics. I know that's what you were going to say. That's the 1st approach. What's the 2nd approach, guys?
Well,
What would you say the second approach of talking to Yibur Rosh Pinyon? What would be the second approach of Tzchus Hazar? What would you say?
You're adding new.
Adding? I wouldn't say adding. Okay, you're in the right direction. What would I say? Every sentence has a period at the end. And what would you say? Instead of saying it's, you view it as a retraction, what would you view it as?
Extension.
Excellent. I would view it as an extension. Arichas, I would say harchavas adava. Let's call it like that. Those are two distinct ways in Lomdus to view how Tolkien and Dibor really works. Is it a retraction? Or is it a what? Extension. 3 seconds, Asher, after your period.
So you can take back Lashon Hara?
What'd you say?
So you can take back Lashon Hara. 3 seconds.
Okay, that might be different, Lamaisa. Maybe it could be, but let's talk about Lamaisa. Maybe you could say I was just joking. Maybe I wouldn't advise you to do it, maybe. But Lamaisa, this is the two approaches that we have of how Tolkien de Dibor really works. But the Gemara in the Dharma, yes, and in Baba Basra, say there are 4 exceptions to the rule. I'll write it like this. Chutz. You got it? Tolkien de Dibor der Chutz. Kiddushin. Don't try this, guys. You get married on the chuppah. Hari Amkir Stibet. Oh, I'm just joking. That won't go over well. Okay? That's number one.
For so many reasons.
Yeah, for so many reasons. You're correct, John. And don't do this either. Don't have to get married, give her a get, and say, oh, I was just joking. Don't do that either. That's not going to go over well either. What? No, not even then. Gerishin, what's number 3? Avodah Zarah? You don't go bow down to the tree, you just say, Hashem, I'm just joking. And what's number 4? Giduv, Megadeh, blaspheming Hashem. You don't say, I was just joking. We say, Tolkien and Dibor Chutz, please get these 4 categories. Plain and simple. Kedushin, Gerushin, Avodah Zarah, and Megadeth. All 4 of these categories, we don't have Tolkien and Dibor, Kedibor, Dibor. Chutz. Tolkien, Dibor, everything else. Chutz. Please get the word. Chutz. Now, the Gemara in the Nedarim, which I want you to see, gives a case where, God forbid, a son is with his father, and his father faints. And he thought the father died. Whenever if you're around someone, God forbid, that dies, you have to tear kriya. Even if it's not your relative. So the guy tore kriya.
Even if it's a
good? No. Pashup shot, not if a good. But Lamaisa, the son thought the father died, he tore kriya. He had not died. But within 3 seconds, he dies after the kriya. So the Gemara says that kriya is good. Even though the kriya was before the death, it was Tolkien and Dibor. That's what the Gemara says. I wanted you to see in the Dharma Pei Zayin about. You understand what I'm saying? Now, which one of the two pshatim does this fit in with? You guys tell me. Harchavas Adar has nothing to do with Tzchus Chazara. You're taking the Maisa Kri and going forward to combine it to a mace. So get that down. So clearly, what I want to show to you guys is both these approaches are correct. The Gemara about Kriya definitely shows what? Definitely shows the extension. Okay? Now what about the exceptions? That fits beautifully, the Ran says, with this. Tzchus Chazara. And I'll tell you why. Because Kedushin, Gerushin, Avodah Zarah, and Megadeth are such serious topics. You've thought about them a long time before, and you did it. You are not given the privilege of retraction. You are not given them. They are way too serious. So Tzchus Chazara fits in well why these are exceptions to the rule. You are not given that exceptional piece. If you hold this D'oraisa, it fits too. The Ran says that. If you hold that it's the Rabbanan, though, if you hold it's the Rabbanan, like who? The Rashbam. How would you be mad for the 4 exceptions? I wrote on the board because it's a chumrah. Really what? How does Tolkien and Dibor really work? It's an extension, like we see by Kriya. So if it's an extension, does it make a difference what category you're dealing with? Doesn't make a difference what category you're dealing with. If it's an extension, it's an extension. Should work by Kiddush and Gerush, what is Erem Agadev? The reason why it doesn't is because why it's a Chumra, Yisrael. It's a Chumra. It's a Chumra Lidurabanan that we say the Kiddush is good, the Gerush is good. Okay, we're Machra by Avodah Zarah. We're Machra by the Avodah Zarah. I think if I'm not mistaken, in Nidarim it says all four exceptions. And if you look at Baba Basra, you look up in the computer, I think it only says two.
Yeah.
Kuf Chav Tes.
Yeah, it says in Masbir and Iran also.
Yeah, but it says in Kuf Chav Tes or Kuf Lamed in Baba Basra and Aleph, I think it says Avodah Zarah and Gerush. But Lamaisa, it means all four. So I'm going to say this over. There are two approaches, Lamaisa, to how Token and Dibur works. Is it a Schus Chazara, which fits in well that it's the Rabbana, but it could also be the Araisa, or is it an extension like we find by the Gemara by Kriya? The Gemara by Kriya shows extension, right, Nate? What the four exceptions fit in better with? Schus Chazara. But they also fit in well with what? If you hold that it's the Rabbana, you can also understand that these are Rabbana, Rabbinic Chumras by these four categories. What'd you say?
Fits in with the Darbanan with Chavas also?
Or no, if you hold that the institution of Token and Dibur is an extension, so then why have any exceptions? The exceptions are a Chumra mid Rabbanan, that's all.
Because the Rabbanan could have been an extension of it. Yeah.
No. Token and Dibur works as an extension all the time. It should work by every category. Mid Rabbanan, they said it doesn't work by these four categories. That's why you have to come out and say it's the Rabbanan. But if you hold it's a pure Schus Chazara, it makes sense. I'll be smart why we don't have these by these four. Okay? You guys got to know this. Comes out very beautifully. Now, let me add on to it, and then we'll bring it back to our case. You with me, Jonathan? There's a line in Baba Basra in the Ramban called Zaraf Av Bezdin. You guys familiar with the Din in Kriya Shema? When you're saying Kriya Shema, if the President of the United States come, you can ask him how he's doing. Show him if Nei Yira. You familiar with that Din?
Yeah.
Do you know what the Rav Av Bezdin says? He compares that to Token and Dibur. What's the comparison?
Rav Av Bezdin a person?
What'd you say?
The Rav Av Bezdin is a person?
Yes. The Raivin. It's one of the Raivin. Rav Av Bezdin.
Oh.
Yes. Today, Divor.
Yeah,
sometimes Rebbe from Ben David. Sometimes, but the Rav Av Bezdin. Sometimes that's the way he writes it here. Show up in the year. What show up in the year mean? If I ask President Biden to know my Shema, how he's doing, is that an interruption of Kriya Shema?
No.
What does Token and Dibur have to do with that? Token and Dibur is also an extension. It's also considered an extension. I'm not done with the period. Part of Kriya Shema was me saying how President Biden is doing. The same thing here, Lamaisa. The same thing here. Token and Dibur, this fits in with it being our Chava. Please get that down.
I can see one of this.
I don't see it. How does Schus Chazar in the middle of Kriya Shema? That's nothing to do with anything.
You keep on going with it, and it's like, oh, I said,
I know, but it's not that I'm attracting anything in Shema.
You're attracting.
I'm just saying it blends into my Shema. It's not a hefsek. That's the only way it works, Nate. That's nothing to do with the retraction of what I'm saying, Shema. Let me give you one other ride the other way. Please get this. This really should be 3 and 4, Lamaisa, but we'll leave it as 2. It's really 4 in total. There is a Gemara above, but see what daf? Chav Chesem and Beis. What's the din? Lomistabra Inish. Chovase Lenafshe. Okay? Gemara has a case. I find a lost object. I say I have Adim that it's my lost object. I bring the Adim. You know what they say? That I'm a tricker. I'm a tricker. Lamaisa. There's no way a guy would ever bring witnesses. There's no way a guy would ever bring witnesses against himself. Right? So the Ritva has a comment, Lamaisa, that normally Adim, when they came forward, right, the Adim say that this is mine, and then they say I'm a tricker. So We have to say, Lamaisa, that they, we don't accept the fact that what, that they're a tricker. Why do we have to come out of this kav? There's no, we don't believe them that I'm a tricker. We believe that we take the statement that it was my object. They said it was my object, then the second later I'm a tricker. We don't believe them. This is what the Gemara says. The Ritva says, why do we have to come out of that? There's a famous principle called Kevin Shehigid. What's the Gemara saying? Kevin Shehigid, Shuvei no Chozer, Umagin. Once you say a statement in Beis Din, you can't say a second statement. No? You can't say a second statement. But when it comes to talking to Dibor, you can, Lamaisa. You can, you have the ability to retract if you want. If you're doing it out of yira, though, out of being afraid, then what? If you're doing it out of being afraid, then what? Then you weren't given that privilege. This proves schus chazar. Please get it down. Let me say it again. Again. I have an item. I have an item. And they say that what? What do they say? They come in and say, this guy's a bad guy. It's not really my item. Then a second later, they say, no, he's a good guy. Again, I have an item. It's my item. I say I have item. I bring the item. The item say that what? The item say I'm a bad guy. Then a second later, say, no, he's really a good guy. So what's the din? The din is we believe their second statement. Because no guy would want to bring witnesses that incriminate himself. He only brings the item to support himself. So the Rifa asks, why does more need to come out of this cloud? You can't retract your testimony anyway. You never can retract your testimony anyway. Right? Yes, you can. If it's talking to Dibor. Not if you're doing mitoch what? If you're retracting your testimony because you're afraid I'm going to get angry with them. Here I bring them to the court and they make me look bad. I bring them to the base and make it look bad. So the Rifa writes black and white that it's a schus chazara. And the schus chazara was not given mitoch what? Mitoch yireh. But you see that Token Edibor works as a what? What does Token Edibor work as? It works as a schus chazara. And it wasn't a schus chazara mitoch yireh. Lo chazara. That's why the Gemara had to come out of this cloud. So you see different makaros one way or the other. The problem is the following. Hashtadas is lahachi. Now, Jonathan, that we've arrived at this, what on earth is happening in our Gemara? Lohispik, the guy didn't have enough time to what? The guy didn't have enough time to what? Say the funny enough to have to deliver it again. He got a stroke, God forbid. Tosis and Amud Beis, on Hamud Beis points out, I don't understand something. What does Tosis point out? What is this talking about? What situation? Mikan, we see you can say v'fanenechta after the giving the get. No. Tosis points that out on Hamud Beis. We'll get to it when we get to it, but I'm just saying it's clear from the Gemara that way. No. Tosis Jumaski Lenu says, you see from this Gemara that what? What do you see from this Gemara? That when was v'fanenechta said? When was it said? Before the delivery of the get, he saw it after. After. You see, it was said after. Not that it was have to be said after, but it could be said after. And Tosis says it's got to be said talking to Dibor. And maybe even further, have you guys ever heard of the topic called Asukin Mosul Indian? You guys know what Asukin Mosul Indian is? Let's say you're doing a deal. You have talking to Dibor to retract from the deal. But let's say we're talking about the deal an hour after we did the Kinyan. As long as we're still talking about it, I can still be chosable at the end of the hour. Tosfos says, maybe Asukin Mosul Indian is even good. You see that Token Edibor of the giving is good? You could say B'fanei Nechtav, and even maybe even what? Maybe even Asukin Mosul Indian. And Rabbi Chanan Lamaisa, Rabbi Chanan says, if someone does a Kinyan and Token Edibor, he gets a stroke, will we say that the Kinyan is bottle or not? So he says, maybe you can bring a riot from here. That Lamaisa, the Kenyan here, he gave him his Bikech, then he gave him a stroke, and we said that the Kedushin is not Bottle. Yet if somebody Kenyan became got a stroke, God forbid, talking to Dibas Kedibur Dami, maybe you'll say that the Kenyan is Bottle, or maybe not. So maybe we can arrive from here that it's not bottle. The get was still good, yes? We didn't possible the get. Yes, Nate, you got me? This leads us to the bottom of Kasha. I thought we wrote one of the four exceptions to the rule was what? Kedushin, Gerushin, Avonazara, Megadev, Gerush, Tolkien, Debris, Kedibra, Dami, not by Gerushin. Not by Gerushin. Please get this Kasha down. This is a bomb Kasha. The Horus to the Kobitz Birum asked this Kasha. The Gemara says in the Darim Pezayin Amad Aleph, Jonathan, and Baba Basra, Kuf Lamad Amad Aleph. Did you see that Gemara there, Aryeh? Didn't say all four, did it? Says in the Darim all four. Says in the Gerushin. You understand the Kasha? Gerush Kedushin. Here we're saying you can do the Tolkien Edibur, you can do the Fun and Nektav. What was the Gemara in Baba Basra? You said it. Oh, I have it right here, Jonathan. You brought it. Thank you for bringing it. On Kuf Lamad Amad Aleph. This is a great Kasha, Lamaisa. How is it Shayach? Kuf Lamad Amad Aleph. What does it say, Jonathan? Does it say all four exceptions? Yeah. No, it says the bar goes kachavim b'kiddushin. The Bach there says, he says lamaisa the Bach on that Gemara lamaisa. He doesn't, but that's the in the Darm it says all four. Okay, in the Darm it says all four. You got me? But in Baba Basra it says two, but it really means all four. I don't understand this whole Gemara. Hakam Mayaskinan Shewat. Nasan love lo hispik lomar b'fanei nechtov. Yes, and the Mishnah says the get's good. Yiskayim b'chol samav. Maybe get v'niyachol lomar. Maybe get v'niyachol lomar. It's still good. Why is it good? Tolkei deiber k'deiber dami is not good by gerushin. It's too late. He didn't say b'fanei nechtov. What should be the din? I'm sorry. We feel terrible. He has a stroke, but he didn't say it. And he gave the get without saying it. How could that be good? Tosis even says on the base, it's okay talking to Dibor. Okay talking to Dibor? There's no talking to Dibor, Dibor don't am I getting? That's the kasha we want to close with. Okay, tomorrow Bishop will open shir with the answer. We have to have a lot more to do this shir. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day. Let's stop.